Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rami Avram Goldar and here Maseches Chulin Daf Tzadidah, the seventh parak, Git HaNasha. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomde Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three dafs are going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah in the previous daf states, Shaleach Adam Yorach Le'Ovid Kochavim Shegit HaNasha Besocha. One may send a thigh to an idolater with the Git HaNasha inside it, Bifnei Shemekomo Nichar, because its place is recognizable, and a Jew purchasing this meat will realize the Git was not removed. The Mishnah implies that only Shlema, a whole thigh, may be sent to an idolater, but not a Chasucha, a cut-up thigh where one might think the Git HaNasha was removed. This is explained in two ways. Number one, the case is b'makom shemachrizin, in a place where the city's Jewish butchers announce when treif of meat enter the market. So when no announcement is made, Jews may purchase meat from idolaters and presume it's kosher. Therefore, one may not send a cut of thigh to an idolater because a Jew may purchase it and assume the gid was removed. However, he may send a whole thigh, although the idolater himself may cut it and sell it to a Jew. An idolater's manner of cutting is distinctive. Alternatively, the cases where they do not announce when treif of meat enter the market and Jews cannot purchase meat from idolaters. Still, it's prohibited to send a cut-up thigh because of a gezerah, he may give it to an idolater in front of another Jew who will buy it and assume the gid was removed. Point number two, Shmuel said, Asu lignov das abrios. It's forbidden to steal people's minds, meaning mislead them. V'afil daiton shel ovid kochavim, even an idolater's mind. Shmuel once told his attendant to compensate the Gentile ferry operator and was upset when his attendant either gave him a tray of chicken with the impression that it was kosher or gave him diluted wine with the impression it was pure. The Gemara suggests alternate explanations of Shmuel's reaction. Remer said one should not press someone to dine with him or shower him with gifts when he knows he'll not accept and is deceiving him that the offer is wholehearted. He shouldn't open sealed barrels for someone, implying he's risking a significant loss to honor him with fresh wine when the barrel was already sold. Although Rav Yehuda did so for Ula, he either notified him that the barrel was sold or Ula was so dear to Rav Yehuda that he would have opened them for him even if they had not been sold. And point number three, Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef relates the text used for announcing when a treifa entered the meat market. Nafo bisru ibnei chela, meat for the general population, referring to idolaters, has fallen into our hands. We can't explicitly say that treifa meat has fallen into our hands because the idolaters will not buy meat which we will not eat. The Gemara asks that the sellers are misleading them to think they're buying kosher meat. And the answer is, inu dekmatu nafshayu, it's they who are misleading themselves since they could ask if the meat is kosher. Similarly, Marzuta Breit Rav Nachman was traveling from Sichra to Bei Mechoza, and Rav and Rav Safra were heading towards Sichra, and they met each other. Marzuta thought they had come to greet him and said, "Why did the Rabban trouble themselves and come so far to greet me?" Rav Safra replied that they actually didn't know he was coming and were traveling for their own purposes, but had they known he was coming, they would have troubled themselves even more. Rav asked Rav Safra why he disheartened Marzuta with this admission. Rav Safra said he was concerned about misleading Marzuta, but Rav replied that he was merely misleading himself. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah in the previous daf states, Shaleach Adam Yorach Le'Ovid Kochavim Shegit HaNasha Besocha. One may send a thigh to an idolater with the Git HaNasha inside it, Bifnei Shemekomo Nichar, because its place is recognizable, and a Jew purchasing this meat will realize the Git was not removed. The Mishnah implies that only Shlema, a whole thigh, may be sent to an idolater, but not a Chasucha, a cut-up thigh where one might think the Git HaNasha was removed. This is explained in two ways. Number one, the case is b'makom shemachrizin, in a place where the city's Jewish butchers announce when treif of meat enter the market. So when no announcement is made, Jews may purchase meat from idolaters and presume it's kosher. Therefore, one may not send a cut of thigh to an idolater because a Jew may purchase it and assume the gid was removed. However, he may send a whole thigh, although the idolater himself may cut it and sell it to a Jew. An idolater's manner of cutting is distinctive. Alternatively, the cases where they do not announce when treif of meat enter the market and Jews cannot purchase meat from idolaters. Still, it's prohibited to send a cut-up thigh because of a gezerah, he may give it to an idolater in front of another Jew who will buy it and assume the gid was removed. Point number two, Shmuel said, Asu lignov das abrios. It's forbidden to steal people's minds, meaning mislead them. V'afil daiton shel ovid kochavim, even an idolater's mind. Shmuel once told his attendant to compensate the Gentile ferry operator and was upset when his attendant either gave him a tray of chicken with the impression that it was kosher or gave him diluted wine with the impression it was pure. The Gemara suggests alternate explanations of Shmuel's reaction. Remer said one should not press someone to dine with him or shower him with gifts when he knows he'll not accept and is deceiving him that the offer is wholehearted. He shouldn't open sealed barrels for someone, implying he's risking a significant loss to honor him with fresh wine when the barrel was already sold. Although Rav Yehuda did so for Ula, he either notified him that the barrel was sold or Ula was so dear to Rav Yehuda that he would have opened them for him even if they had not been sold. And point number three, Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef relates the text used for announcing when a trefa entered the meat market. Nafo bisru of nechela, meat for the general population, referring to idolaters, has fallen into our hands. We can't explicitly say that trefa meat has fallen into our hands because the idolaters will not buy meat which we will not eat. The Gemara asks that the sellers are misleading them to think they're buying kosher meat. And the answer is, inu tekmatu nafshayu, it's they who are misleading themselves since they could ask if the meat is kosher. Similarly, Marzut to Beit Rav Nachman was traveling from Sichra to Beit Mechoza, and Rav and Rav Safra were heading towards Sichra, and they met each other. Marzutra thought they had come to greet him and said, "Why did the Rabban trouble themselves and come so far to greet me?" Rav Safra replied that they actually didn't know he was coming and were traveling for their own purposes, but had they known he was coming, they would have troubled themselves even more. Rav asked Rav Safra why he disheartened Marzutra with this admission. Rav Safra said he was concerned about misleading Marzutra, but Rav replied that he was merely misleading himself. All right, so now we go to our siman daf tzadi dalet, and a standard siman is a hunter, tzad, a hunter. So here goes. The hunter who is sending a whole thigh with a gid hanasha to an idolater, ferry operator, after feeling guilty for Geneva's dust when his attendant compensated him for taking them across the river by giving him a tray for chicken with the impression that it was kosher, saw that another hunter had no problem selling the idolater a tray for meat that the idolater assumed was kosher because the idolater was only misleading himself. Once again, slow motion. The hunter, that must be one daf, tzadi dalet, tzad. The hunter was sending a whole thigh with a gid hanasha to an idolater, ferry operator, which reminds us, the mission on the previous daf states, one may send a thigh to an idolater with the gid hanasha inside it, mifnei makomo nikar, because its place is recognizable, and a Jew purchasing this meat will realize the gid was not removed. The mission implies that only a whole thigh may be sent to an idolater, but not a chasuka, not a cut-up thigh, where one might think the gid hanasha was removed. This is explained in two ways. So the hunter who is sending a whole thigh with the gid hanasha to an idolater, ferry operator, after feeling guilty for Geneva's dust when his attendant compensated him for taking them across the river by giving him a tray for chicken with the impression that it was kosher, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Asur lignov das habrios, it's forbidden to steal people's minds, meaning mislead them. Even an idolater's mind. Shmuel once told his attendant to compensate the Gentile ferry operator and was upset when his attendant either gave him a tray for chicken with the impression that it was kosher or gave him diluted wine with the impression it was pure. So the hunter who was sending a whole thigh with the gid hanasha to an idolater, ferry operator, after feeling guilty for Geneva's das, when his attendant compensated him for taking them across the river by giving him a tray of chicken with the impression that it was kosher, saw that another hunter had no problem selling the idolater a tray for meat that the idolater assumed was kosher, because the idolater was only misleading himself, which reminds us, Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef relates the text used for announcing when a trefa entered the meat market, Nafo bisru bnei chela, meat for the general population, meaning idolaters, has fallen into our hands. We can't explicitly say that trefa meat has fallen into our hands because the idolaters will not buy meat which we will not eat. The Gemara asks that the sellers are misleading them to think they're buying kosher meat. It answers, it's they who are misleading themselves since they could ask if the meat is kosher. So once again, the hunter was sending a whole thigh with the gid hanasha to an idolater, ferry operator, after feeling guilty for Geneva's das when his attendant compensated him for taking them across the river by giving him a tray for chicken with the impression that it was kosher, saw that another hunter had no problem selling the idolater a tray for meat that the idolater assumed was kosher, because the idolater was only misleading himself. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach hazara. Daf tzadi. So the siman daf tzadi is a tztaka box. So here goes. The man who put stuck in the tztaka box. Tztaka box? That must mean on daf tzadi. The man who put stuck in the tztaka box to purchase olos, watches a man who ate the gid hanasha from an olah received malkas, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether the gid hanasha applies to karbanas which are not eaten, for example, an olah. So the man who put stuck in the tztaka box to purchase olos watches a man who ate the gid hanasha from an ola and received malkus, and was so inspired by the kohen removing a gid hanasha to be thrown in the tepuach and not with the rest of the carbon, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that an ola's gid hanasha is brought up. According to Rav Huna, that it's not burned on the mizbeach. This means it's brought onto the mizbeach and then removed and then thrown onto the tapuach. We don't cut it out on the azora floor and bring the dissected thigh up because the pasuk says, "Hakrivehu na upachasecha, present it if you please to your governor," teaching not to offer to Kadosh Baruch Hu something unacceptable to a human ruler. So the man who put stucca in the stucca box to purchase olos watches a man who ate the gid hanasha from an ola receive malkus and was so inspired by the kohen removing a gid hanasha to be thrown on the tepuach and not with the rest of the carbon that he pledged to donate so many golden grape clusters that it would take 300 kohanim to remove them. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses places where the Torah or Chazal spoke b'lashon havai, in hyperbole. Shmuel says the Chachamim used hyperbole three times, once regarding the tapuach, also regarding the gef and the grapevine of gold at the Heichal entrance, where people would donate a golden grape or cluster, which was hung there, and the Mishnah says that 300 Kohanim were needed to clear all the gold. Finally, regarding the parochas, which was a tefach thick and 40 by 20 amos, which the Mishnah says required 300 Kohanim to immerse it in a mikveh if it became tameh. Daf Tzadi Av. So the Siman Daf Tzadi Av is an exit sign. Yetziah, an exit sign. So here goes. The right foot first exit sign. Exit sign? That must be on Daf Tzadi Av. The right foot first exit sign is taught the butcher shop to remind them that only the right thigh has a prohibition of Gira Nasha, which reminds us, on the previous daf, the Gemara quoted Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, unlike our Mishnah, that the Gira Nasha prohibition only applies to one thigh, Vadas Machras es Shel Yamin, and logic indicates it's the right thigh. The Gemara ultimately proves that Rabbi Yehuda is certain it's the right Gira Nasha, and eating it incurs Malkus. Rava says that Hayarech, the thigh, connotes hamiyumena shebayarech, the most distinguished of the thighs, meaning the right thigh. So the right foot first exit sign installed in the butcher shop to remind them that only the right thigh has a prohibition of gira nasha was on the wall with a graffiti mural depicting the fight between Yaakov Avinu and the Malach, which reminds us that Gemara brings the Agada about Yaakov's fight with the Malach and his stay in Beis El. So the right foot first exit sign installed in the butcher shop to remind them that only the right thigh has a prohibition of Gira Nasha was on the wall with a graffiti mural depicting the fight between Yaakov Avinu and the Malach, right near the davening spot where the Malachim wait for Kedusha to be said, so they can say theirs, which reminds us, a Brisa states, Chavivin Yisrael Livnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yosem HaMalachei HaSharis. Yisrael is more precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Malachei HaSharis, because Yisrael may say Shira at any time, but Malachim only say it once a day, other versions say it once in a week, a month, a year, 7 years, a Yovo, or once in eternity. Furthermore, Yisrael says Hashem's name after two words, Shema Yisrael, whereas Malachim only say it after three words, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Finally, Malachim cannot say Shira above until Yisrael says it below. Daf Tzadi Beis. So the Siman Daf Tzadi Beis is a tzav, a turtle. So here goes. The giant turtle, that must be on Daf Tzadi Beis, tzav. The giant turtle proudly carrying a lush grapevine on his shell, representing all the different types of people in Klal Yisrael, which reminds us the Gemara brings numerous interpretations of the dream of the Sarah Mashke. Klal Yisrael is compared to a gefen. Reish Lakish says, Umazoka gefen nimshoa, the Jewish nation is comparable to a grapevine. Its branches are the wealthy householders who support the poor. Its clusters are the Talmudic Chachamim. Its leaves are the Amaya Arts who produce the scarce food, like leaves protect the grape clusters. Its tendrils are the empty people of Yisrael. So the giant turtle proudly carrying a lush grapevine on its shell, representing all the different types of people, in Klal Yisrael, happily snacked on the fat wrapped around a giant gira nasha that the holy Jews prohibited, midrabanan, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the machlokes about the chel of the gira nasha, but all agree it's permitted midraisa. Rabbi Meir prohibits it midrabanan. Abraisa states that the gid's fat is permitted. Yisrael kadoshim naguba iser, but the Jews who are holy adopted the custom of considering it forbidden. So the giant turtle, proudly carrying a lush grapevine on its shell representing all the different types of people in Klal Yisrael, happily snacked on the fat wrapped around a giant gira nasha that the holy Jews prohibited, midrabanan, while two smaller turtles played tug of war, one pulling the thick gid itself, saying it's not permitted, and the other pulling its branching kanokonos and declaring that they are forbidden. Which reminds the Gemara brings the Malkokas, whether it's the inedible gira nasha itself that's prohibited or the kanokonos, the offshoots. Daf Tzadi Gimel. So the Siman Daf Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. Roast Beef Railroad. Roast Beef Railroad? That must be on Daf Tzadi Gimel. Train chugging along. Roast Beef Railroad, which served sandwiches with chayl from the flanks that were covered by meat, which reminds us, we learned that chayl of the flanks covered by meat is permitted. So Roast Beef Railroad, which served sandwiches with chayla from the flanks that were covered by meat and didn't allow certain butchers on board because they were caught selling a saora-sized portion of forbidden chayla, which reminds us, the Gemara states, Tabach shenipsa chayla v'acharav, concerning a butcher after whom chayla was found, meaning he sold meat without fulfilling his responsibility to remove all the chayla, Rav Yehuda says he's punished b'kasora if the meat contained a mere barleycorn's volume of chayla. Rabbi Yochanan requires a kazayas of a chelev. Rapapa says they don't argue. Rabbi Yochanan's measure of a kazayas is a halkoso, to give him lashes, a rabbinic punishment for causing others to sin. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda's smaller measure of a kasora is laabro, to remove him from being allowed to sell meat. So roast beef railroad would serve sandwiches with kale from the flanks that were covered by meat and didn't allow certain butchers on board because they were caught selling a Sahara-sized portion of forbidden kale. Was full of new recruits to the business now that butchers were trusted to remove the Gitanasha, which reminds us that Gamora discusses the changing policy regarding trusting butchers to remove the Gitanasha. Initially, they ruled like Rebbe Meir that removing the Gitanasha requires digging after it and removing even embedded offshoots as presented on the previous daf, and butchers could not be trusted to carry out this painstaking task. Later, they retracted and ruled like Rebbe Yehuda, who only required removing the surface section of the Gitanasha, and butchers could be relied upon to do so. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we discuss which blood requires a kisui adam? And the Gemara brings 3 opinions. That's on daf Peches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that chel of the flanks covered by meat is permitted? That's on daf Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that Rebbe Yehuda holds that only the right git hanasha is prohibited? That's on daf Tzadi Aleph. Good. Number 4. Which stuff we learn about blood which was already covered by a person or when, and whether we say ain't dichu eitzel mitzvos, that's on daf Pei Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn about avoiding kisui adam when killing a bird to obtain its blood, such as in the case of Bechia's flax, which was infested with moths, that's on daf Pei Hei. Good. Number 6. Which stuff brings the Agadah about Yaakov Avinu's fight with the Malach and his stay in Beis El, that's on daf Tzadi Aleph. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss sending meat to an idolater without removing the Gitanasha? That's on daf Tzadi Dalet. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss Geneva's Das? That's on daf Tzadi Dalet. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss the changing policy regarding trusting butchers to remove the Gitanasha? That's on daf Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that there's no Geneva's Das where the subject is fooling himself? That's on daf Tzadi Dalet. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.